of children. He likes to touch them on national television and smell them and paw all over their bodies.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
He can scream, shout, whine, cry, still a piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space, this ain't it.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way Biden's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. You can, indeed, most certainly, most assuredly, as a matter of fact, go ahead and go fuck yourself. You're welcome. I am the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect and homes it on and destroys motherfucking status all around the world, everywhere, all of them. Doesn't matter what kind of statist you are. You could be a right-wing statist, a left-wing statist, an atheist statist, a Catholic statist, a conservative statist, a libertarian statist. You could be a vegan statist, a carnivore statist. You could be an eco-statist. You could be a capitalist statist. You could be whatever the fuck kind of statist you want. You're a goddamn dumb fuck. And the Great One doesn't mind telling you about it, because the Great One got up this morning and the very first thing the Great One thought to himself was, you know, I sure do care about other people's feelings. And the second thing I thought to myself was, that's the best joke I've heard in a month. And then I laughed. I laughed my little fucking ass off, because I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about your feelings at all. All right, here's what I do care about. I care about making fun of stupid people. And fortunately for me, I'm not going to run out of material. Ever. Never. Ever. Because it's infinite. All right, let's get cranking. Great One, are you prepared? No, apparently I'm not prepared for the podcast, because I am looking for the thing that I don't have. All right, I have the thing now. We were on a really good roll there, and then I didn't have the thing because I wasn't prepared, and now everything went to shit. What were we doing? What was going on? All right. Now, as you may have heard, we're coming out of a pandemic, which fortunately we're being saved from now by the pharmaceutical corporations and their vaccines. You've heard of the pharmaceutical corporations, right? Those are the multi-billion dollar international corporations that liberals hate, because the pharmaceutical corporations rape the rainforest and they charge excessive amounts of money for their drugs and all this other stuff. And these are the same liberals who are now telling you that if you don't go get injected with this thing, this chemical, you know, everyone calls it a vaccine, including me. There's still no evidence that it's a vaccine. I mean, just because someone injects something into your body and it's a liquid and they tell you it's a vaccine, I mean, for all you know, they could be injecting saline water into you. No, nobody knows what this really is. So this chemical, so these pharmaceutical corporations are going to inject this chemical into you, and my God, the leftists are totally on board with it. Yeah, once again, it was like 9/11, right? Leftists hated fucking, George Bush. And then those airplanes flew into those buildings, and that one building that didn't get hit by an airplane just magically fell down all by itself. And then, of course, the Pentagon was hit by an airplane, of which there's absolutely not a single frame of video or photography of this airplane hitting the Pentagon, the most watched building on the planet Earth, right? And remember after that, liberals became terrified and suddenly they all wanted George Bush to save them. It's the same thing again, right? Liberals, they talk all the corporations. As soon as they get scared of dying, all of a sudden, pharmaceutical corporations, please save us. What, you want to inject something into my body that I know nothing about? I'm totally okay with that. Not only that, but I'm going to figure out how to force everybody else to let you inject this shit into their body also because I'm scared of dying. So anyhow, we just came through a pandemic in which people stayed at home and watched Netflix. Which is not what a pandemic, a real pandemic, you will not be at home watching Netflix because you will be dead because somebody else will have come and killed you to take the food you have and there will be no electricity. Okay, that's what an actual pandemic will look like. On this farce of a hoax that we just suffered through, what happened was that everybody stayed home and watched Netflix, except for me. I stayed home, I played Star Wars, and I yelled at the internet. So as you know, I am receiving unemployment because the company I used to work for no longer exists because it was destroyed. Not by the pandemic, which wasn't a pandemic, but by the government response to the non-existent pandemic. So because I am on unemployment, I get the emails from the Colorado unemployment people giving me quote-unquote information and news and all this other stuff. So here's one that I got about a month ago. Part of it, anyhow. Here's what it says. There are currently 3,575 jobs listed on connectingcolorado.com within the food preparation and serving related category. According to the EMSI, I don't know what that is, 9,577 open positions within the restaurant industry were listed in Colorado just last week, and more than 12,000 positions were open in all of March 2021. You can find employment opportunities in the sector by visiting connectingcolorado.com and selecting accommodation and food services. The Colorado Restaurant Association also has positions available on its website. Yes, my friends, after being unemployed for a fake hoax, well, not a fake hoax, it's a real hoax, a fake pandemic, a real hoax, for a year, losing your job, you too now have the opportunity you could work at a restaurant, which could get closed down at any moment that the government decides, hey, let's have another Wuhan hoax. See, this is what our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers, this is why they sacrificed. This is why they came across the ocean. This is why they went out across the Westlands in their fucking covered wagons. This is why my grandfather got in the tail of a fucking bomber and flew over Europe and got his feet almost shot off when a shell came through the bottom and they had to be reconstructed. This is why our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers endured hardship and faced death and went to war and watched their friends die. This is why they did those things, so that the United States could be a prosperous, safe, secure country where you could get a job at a restaurant making $7 plus tips, which you might lose at any moment at the whim of the government. This is why the pre-boomers, because the boomers destroyed it all, the pre-boomers, that's what we're calling our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers and our great-great-grandfathers, the pre-boomers. This is why they sacrificed. So then, a couple of weeks ago, I got this one. Important work search requirement update. As you know, you are required to participate in and complete work search activities each week in order to maintain your eligibility to receive unemployment benefits. This includes showing up and providing accurate information to schedule job interviews. Under a new rule, which became effective this week, Colorado Department of Labor and Employment can disqualify you from receiving further benefits if you fail to show up to a scheduled interview, fail to show up for a scheduled exam, fail to report for the first scheduled day of work, and/or fail to complete required pre-employment activities unless you can provide a reasonable, verifiable justification for the specific failure. The new rule also allows for a disqualification if you provide false or incorrect information during the course of a job interview that would incorrectly lead an employer to consider you unqualified for the job or to be able to unable to contact you to offer you the job. Translation: none of this has had to even be addressed before because previously, when people were unemployed and on unemployment, the vast majority of them, at least more than 50%, were actually trying to get jobs. At this point, the parasiting and mooching, at this point, the number of people, guys, people, you have just paid people to stay home and watch television for a fucking year. Shock. Nobody wants to go back to work, especially when you're going to keep giving them money to stay at home. I get, currently, right now, I am getting after taxes, after state and federal taxes are taken out, I am getting paid $750 a week to play Star Wars and yell at the internet. Why in fuck's name would anybody go out and try to get a job? Wow, you know what? I'm going to go get me a restaurant job making $7 an hour plus tips where I have to wear a muzzle and go to work every day and deal with stupid people because that obviously is going to be a much better use of my time. I would obviously, as would everyone, every sane, intelligent person would rather work in a restaurant than stay at home and get paid money to watch television. Gosh. Wow. Do you think your hoax pandemic and all the bullshit with it, I don't know. Do you think there might be some consequences to this? Did anybody think this through when we said, hey, let's, you know, what are, we're on day. Hold on. God damn it. Give me a second. Right now, I'm recording this. We are on day 430 of 15 days to flatten the curve. I mean, when we went into 15 days to flatten the curve and decided to extend it to 430 days, did anyone think for a moment there might be some economic consequences? Did anyone think that putting people on welfare, it is, we'll call it what it is, on welfare for a year, they might not want to go back to work? They might drag their feet a little bit. And with what I'm pulling, I mean, since what you make on unemployment, what you get for unemployment is based on what you made before, I didn't make that much before. God, people who made like real money must be cleaning up. I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good at $750 a week. I mean, holy shit. People that made real money, why in the fuck would they go work at a restaurant? Are you people out of your fucking minds? Well, they are. They are because the abuse of the unemployment, at least here in Colorado, has become so bad that yesterday I got this email. brace yourselves for stupid. Stupid is about to come at you. This is what happens when stupid impacts with reality and human laziness. This is an official communication from the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, Unemployment Insurance Division. With Wuhan restrictions easing across much of the state, businesses across Colorado are increasing staffing and providing more opportunities for Coloradoans to return to work. Today, homosexual kike Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order establishing... Now you say, did he sign an executive order telling people that they've got 6 weeks to get off unemployment? No. No. I almost wish. Signed an executive order establishing Colorado Jumpstart, a return to work incentive program designed to help out-of-work Coloradoans transition back into full-time employment. Under this program, Colorado unemployment claimants currently receiving state unemployment benefits or pandemic emergency unemployment compensation benefits may be eligible to receive an incentive payment of $1,200 to $1,600 if they return to work full-time between May 16th and June 26th. Guys, there's so much abuse of the unemployment system that the state is paying people extra money to get jobs. This is the retarded dystopia. Welcome. There's so much abuse that the fucking government has to take tax money and use it to incentivize people to go get jobs. We'll give you extra money if you go get a job instead of sitting at home getting paid to watch Netflix. I have a better idea. Why don't we just go to UBI? Because we've seen now, we've had a year of UBI for a whole lot of people. What's their incentive to go get a fucking restaurant job for $7 an hour with tips? What is their fucking incentive? Speaking of getting jobs, so someone suggested unto the great one, why don't you, have you looked into driving for Amazon.com? Because you see, that's why the pre-boomers, that's why those men went to war. It's why they died. It's why they suffered hardships. It's why they crossed the deserts of Utah. It's why why they put up with their wives yapping the whole fucking way across the goddamn desert of Utah, where they're so they could settle a fucking new place and build a homestead and yap the whole fucking time. And they didn't kill the bitch. They restrained themselves from killing the bitch, even though they wanted to, probably about 7 or 8 times an hour, because she wouldn't shut up the whole fucking way she was complaining. But they suffered through all of that, right? They got shot at. My grandfather got purple hearts, right? You know why they did all these things? They did these things so that their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren could get jobs for the richest man on earth, delivering cheap shit made in China to fucking boomers who don't want to leave their houses. That's why those men sacrificed and put up with their women constantly talking all the fucking time. So, okay, let's humor this idea. The drive for Amazon.com, deliver shit made in China to fucking overweight boomers. Sure, that sounds great. Let's check into this. Amazon will pay $61.7 million to flex drivers to settle allegations of stolen tips. After an extensive investigation, the figure represents total amount of alleged withheld tips over 2.5 years at Amazon Flex controversial base pay. Amazon.com stole tip money from its drivers. Right here, Google.com. It must be true. It's on Google. Top richest people in the world. Jeff Bezos, $188.5 billion. A man who has $188.5 billion is fucking his delivery drivers out of money. Yes, I want to work for this guy. This is why my grandfather fucking flew in a goddamn bomber over Europe. This is why. You fucking conservatives who think that DoorDash is a fucking economic activity. It's an economic activity. This is a sign of economic prosperity. Guys, this is a sign that we live in a fucking shithole third world country. And you conservatives are like, oh, we got to bring over more immigrants to do the high-paying computer jobs. Meanwhile, people who are born in the United States, they can drive for Amazon.com and work in restaurants. But wait. You see, there's more to the excitement, the adventure, the pride and prestige of driving for Amazon.com, for driving a delivery vehicle for the richest man on the planet Earth, for the privilege of taking shit made in China to fat boomers. There's more to it than that. You thought having your wages fucked over, having your tips stolen from you, you thought that was great? No, wait, there's more. While you are driving for Amazon.com, you can piss in plastic bottles and shit in Ziploc bags because you don't have time to go to the bathroom. And because you can't, there's nowhere to go to the bathroom because all the gas stations have locked their bathrooms because they're scared of Wuhan. Amazon drivers say they had to poop in bags and struggle to change menstrual pads in addition to peeing in bottles. One driver told Insider that in addition to peeing in bottles, they regularly had to poop in bags because of the demands of the job. Second driver said they were aware of 2 incidences of bags of poop discovered in delivery vans. Vans, not bands. Bands are different than vans. A delivery driver in the Detroit area. Who in Detroit can afford to buy cheap shit from China? Oh yeah, boomers. The boomers that are on Social Security. I'm paying for that. You're welcome, boomers. You know, this year, while you boomers, while you got money from the government for the Wuhan relief thing, I paid taxes. I paid federal income taxes. I paid $3,800 in federal income taxes. That paid for your Social Security, boomer. You're welcome. I hope you die, but you're fucking welcome. A delivery driver in Detroit said that getting her period was a nightmare because she did not have the time or space to stop and change her menstrual hygiene items. I was forced, because I didn't have anywhere to stop, to change my pad in the back of the van. I didn't have time to stop somewhere to change it, so I didn't have anywhere to stop and throw it away either. You kind of have to carry that stuff with you. Now, I only know about this. See, so when I went to investigate this wonderful economic activity of driving for economic opportunity, this wonderful economic opportunity that I have here in the most powerful nation on the planet Earth with its wonderful economy. When I went to investigate this wonderful economic activity, why do I keep saying the word activity? Economic opportunity. Great. Are you fucking retarded? Apparently I'm retarded. When I went, take 17, when I went to the interwebs to investigate this economic opportunity that my grandfather fought in World War II so that I could have this economic opportunity for me to deliver cheap shit to boomers. And I type into the fucking Google, you know, Amazon driver, whatever. The first thing that came up was the Amazon driver opening. The second thing that came up on the Google was the fucking lawsuit where Amazon, the company owned by the richest man on the planet Earth, was fucking its employees out of their tips. Okay? That's how I found out about that. I only found out about the shitting in the plastic bags because it was on the Dick Show. Dick talked about it. And I'm like, okay, that sounds right. And Dick came up with a brilliant solution. Dick says, okay, so, because apparently a lot of these people are saying that part of the problem is there's no place for them to stop because of, again, the Wuhan hoax. Everyone is now terrified that you get Wuhan from going to the bathroom. So everybody's locked their bathrooms and shut their bathrooms and everything else. So even if you're delivering something to a business, the business, their bathroom is off limits because you might be, you're an Amazon driver, you go in there, you take a piss, now you leave Wuhan everywhere and other people go in there and they get the Wuhan and they all end up on ventilators and the hospitals are overflowing. So Dick says, okay, why doesn't Amazon just pay certain gas stations to let Amazon employees use their bathrooms? The gas station would make some extra money. The Amazon employees would have a place to go to the bathroom. The bathroom wouldn't be open to everyone. It would just be open to Amazon employees. And you have to worry about the fucking Wuhan. And I thought to myself, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, Dick just kind of pulled that out of his ass. Makes a lot of sense. The richest man on the planet Earth and the hundreds, possibly thousands of sociopathic ass kissers who work for him couldn't figure that out. Literally Hitler, the richest man on the planet Earth, who is only rich because you keep buying shit from him that you don't need. The richest man on earth cannot figure out how to make some sort of arrangement and accommodation for his employees to take a shit. And thus, they have to shit in plastic bags and drive around with it in their vehicles. This is why my grandfather fucking fought in World War II, so that I could live in this world, so that I could live in this retarded dystopia and have fucking dipshits tell me, well, great one, have you thought about driving for Amazon.com? Yes, I have. I have also thought about cutting my dick off. I've thought about getting married. I've thought about voting Democrat. I've thought about a whole lot of stupid things. And because I've thought about them, that's why I don't do them. This is from Vice.com. I haven't read this, but we know it's going to be good because it's Vice.com. And because it's written by a woman. And because she's not white. She-wees and plastic bags. Amazon's pee scandal is much worse for women. Well, of course it's worse for women. Everything is worse for women because women can't think. Women are completely incompetent. Women go through their entire lives waiting for men to show up and bail them out. Everything is worse for women are the true victims, right? Whatever, women are the true victims of Wuhan. Women are the true victims of war. Women are the true victims of daylight savings time. Women are the true victims of parallel parking. Women are the true victims of everything, existence. Women are the true victims of religion. Women are the true victims of capitalism. Women are the true victims of socialism. Women are the true victims of communism. Women are the true victims of the cosmos. Last week, as part of a public relations attempt to combat negative media coverage amid a high-stakes union election at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama, the company's official Amazon News Twitter defended its working conditions. Quote, "You don't really believe that peeing in plastic bottles thing, do you? If it were true, nobody would work for us," unquote. You don't really believe that thing where we fucked our drivers out of their tips, do you? I mean, if that were true, nobody would work for us. I don't know. For a while there, everything was shut down except Amazon. Because the boomers were scared of dying, but not scared enough to stop ordering shit from China. Right? Everyone was terrified they were going to die. Right, they were scared to go to a restaurant, but they weren't sufficiently scared to have the restaurant food brought to them. How do you know the guy bringing your food isn't coughing on it? I would. If I was one of those delivery drivers, I'd open every fucking thing of food and fucking hack all over it. Die, boomer, die. Reporters quickly proved the peeing in bottles thing is real and that Amazon is well aware this happens and will fire drivers who are caught peeing in public. In recent days, Motherboard, I don't know what Motherboard is, has received an outpouring of emails, text, calls from incredulous current and former Amazon delivery drivers, a law firm, and the owner of an Amazon delivery company taking offense to Amazon's claim that drivers don't pee in bottles. Motherboard put together the collage of pee bottles, cups, and bags you see from the photos, and we were sent blah, blah, blah. All right, for them, blah, blah, blah. All right, a woman wrote this. It's boring. Great. This tip of the iceberg. Mother spoke to six women, drove vans. Others either hold their pee for to squat over trash bags. Oh, my God. Amazon delivery driver trainer, who works out of an Amazon warehouse in South Bend, Indiana, told Motherboard that drivers frequently dump bags or bottles with pee and poop on the side of the road. Oh my God. Another delivery driver. Station Mills River, North Carolina, recently resigned because the dehydration from fasting during her shift was too hard on her body. Others have peed and pooped in their clothing. Oh my God, the fucking economic opportunities available here in the fucking boomer world, in the fucking boomer ass fucking retarded dystopia. To be fair, a lack of access to bathrooms is also a major problem for UPS and other delivery drivers. But what frustrates drivers the most is that Amazon has repeatedly faced lawsuits for refusing to grant workers ample break time and is now denying the reality that many of its workers pee every day in their vans, in bottles, and outdoors to keep up with the company's productivity requirements and can be fired for it. But what we need to do is we need to import more people from other countries to come in and do the high-paying jobs, you know, the tech jobs, to be the engineers and all this other stuff, which is odd because there's all these women that are going to college for STEM because STEM girls are unicorns. But we still need to import foreigners to do the high-paying technical jobs because nobody in the United States can figure out how a computer works, apparently. And white people just can't stop being cucks. It seems impossible for white people to just stop cucking. So does anybody remember when we had that brief moment where some white people located their ball sacks and up in Washington, D.C., they went into the Capitol building and they wandered around and they, you know, took their little fucking selfies standing at the fucking Speaker of the House lectern or whatever the fuck it was, right? And the hystericalness began on the news media as all of the bimbos and bimbats came on TV and that the terrorists were attempting to overthrow the government. There was a coup happening in Washington, D.C. as Buffalo Guy was walking around taking pictures inside the fucking Capitol building. Right? It was a coup. Anyone remember that? So I get this email because I'm going to get the emails from Gab, you know, they're propagandizing their own shit and everything. So I get this email from Gab. If I remember, I'll put a link to this video in the show notes so you can go watch it. Hold on. Let me see. Let me see if I can fucking find this. Probably not. How am I sorting? New video from January 6th destroys insurrection hoax. You scroll down here. Video footage shows police giving permission to protesters to peacefully enter and protest in the Capitol. And it's a video where a bunch, let's just be honest, it's a bunch of men, I use the term men loosely, who are an embarrassment to the human species and to the European race. And by that, I mean the fat, the tattoos, the scruffy ass beards. If you saw them, they look like liberals. And behind them, you know, this fat, pudgy police officer. But in the video, the protesters are like negotiating with the cop for permission to go in. And the cop, okay, you can come in. You just got to be peaceful. So here we go. So we had this whole brief mythology where white people actually momentarily located their ball sacks and stormed the Capitol building and, you know, acted like they were tired of being shit on. Well, in reality, apparently, the protesters got permission from the popo before they entered the building. Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is why my grandfather got in the fucking tail of a bomber where he was a tail gunner. That's why he was in the tail. He got in some other tail back at the base, because he was actually quite the player from what I have discovered. This is why my grandfather got in the tail of a fucking bomber. Got his feet almost blown completely off. Had to be reconstructed. Got multiple Purple Hearts. This is why he did this, so that fat, pudgy white people could ask permission from a fat, pudgy cop to be upset about the fact that the government that controls their lives is shitting all over them. Quite honestly, that's all I had. I thought this was going to take a lot longer than it did. I thought I was going to go down so many tangents. I mean, I could have read the guys, you could type shit into Google and read about the Amazon lawsuit. I'm not going to fucking read it to you. I don't have time for this shit. I'm interested in it. It's fucking retarded. It's the richest man on earth fucking his drivers out of their tip money. And I got to listen to morons telling me that driving for DoorDash or driving for Amazon.com is a fucking economic opportunity. We have the state of Colorado with so many people mooching on the unemployment that they're offering incentive payments for people to go get jobs because nobody wants to go get, well, not nobody. Okay. A obviously statistically significant number of people don't want to go get jobs. And why should they? This is what UBI is going to look like. This is the retarded dystopia. This is the future. This is where it's all going. You see, driving for DoorDash, you didn't know this. I didn't know this either until one of my listeners sent me this link. Driving for DoorDash is in fact a job of great prestige. Such great prestige that government employees getting paid $130,000 a year of tax money skip out on doing their job so they can go drive for DoorDash. This is from the dailymail.com, so that means it may or may not be true. I don't believe anything I see over there. But then again, how do you tell the difference between reality and fiction? How? You can't. Meanwhile, in related links, I'm laying the links over on the side. Tyga, I don't know who Tyga is, and girlfriend Camry Swanson sync up their outfits in matching black leather as she goes braless in sheer top to attend Hollywood party. This is the important news that we're getting from the Daily Mail. And yeah, it's an attractive blonde-haired white girl dating a black rapper thug who's covered in tattoos. And once again, black girls, what's it like that your men don't want you because you're so ugly? And white girls, what's it like that you've been so cucked and brainwashed that you don't want your own men? Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. That's always ultimately what we're talking about because everything does go back to that. The reason our nation is weak and the reason we live in a retarded dystopia is because our nation, our common culture, common heritage, common beliefs, commonalities, the things that bind us together, have been destroyed. Because you see, our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers and our great-great-grandfathers, they fought for those things. They journeyed for those things. They strived for those things. They worked for those things. They put up with women yapping for those things. But then the boomers decided to destroy it all because the boomers had this revelation that, you see, they are the center of the cosmos and everything is about them. And that's why, now that the boomers are afraid they might die, everything has to be shut down. Except for Amazon.com, because the boomers still need their trinkets from China. A top prosecutor from Pennsylvania who earned $130,000 a year was demoted and branded selfish and stupid after being caught making DoorDash deliveries instead of working on cases. Greg Shore, 49, first assistant district attorney in Bucks County outside of Philadelphia, was a 10-year veteran of the office who had prosecuted some of the toughest criminal cases in the state. But unknown to his superiors, in the last few months, he had been using public time to top up his generous salary with a side hustle as a food delivery courier. I suppose that's the technical job description name for somebody who takes restaurant food to fat boomers who don't know how to cook. He was caught by an eagle-eyed member of the public, demoted to deputy, docked $22,000 on his pay, and forced to forfeit vacation time to pay back the lost hours. Now, our great-great-grandfathers would have tarred and feathered the cocksucker. But then again, our great-great-grandfathers wouldn't have been stupid enough to believe in the Wuhan hoax. And there wouldn't be a DoorDash because our great-great-grandfathers either knew how to prepare their own food or they had women who, when not yapping, prepared their food for them. DoorDash public records showed that he previously earned $129,474. DoorDash pays its Dasher drivers between $2 to $10 per delivery plus tips. See, that's a great economic prosperity opportunity. You could go drive for DoorDash. You can make a fortune. Oh my God, it's the land of the free, the economic activity, the American dream. I mean, you can buy a house with that. You could support a family. You want to get married and have kids, have a house, own some property, buy a boat, go on vacation every year. Work for DoorDash. This is what your grandparents died for. But it's a good thing that we're fixated on racism and gender fluidity. You know, what we really need to be concerned about in this country is white supremacy. I think that's the biggest issue facing us right now. You know, as a group of people in a geographic area that have nothing in common with each other than spending a lot of money on Amazon.com to buy stuff from China. The biggest problem facing us is white supremacy. I think that's what we need to focus in on. District Attorney Matthew Weitrub said in a statement to the Philadelphia Inquirer that Shore's actions were, quote, indefensible, thoughtless, selfish, and so stupid. It makes no sense. I don't know why he did this, but I am so angry and upset. It shows a lack of leadership, and this is the reason I have chosen to demote him, unquote. Yeah, you're the guy who hired him in the first place. What does this say about you? He admitted Shore was caught when he was spotted by a member of the public who told his office. He admitted making the deliveries during office hours when he should be working on public cases. This is your government employee, guys. This is your government employees. But great one. Who would build the roads? Great one. If this guy wasn't doing DoorDash deliveries during his office hours, I wonder if he peed in a bottle. And getting paid with taxpayer money to make the DoorDash deliveries instead of doing the thing the taxpayers were paying him to do. Great one. How would anybody ever create a flat place on the ground? We need more government. Don't you know how many white supremacists are out there? We need more government to keep those white supremacists from taking over. I mean, some of those white supremacists might go to Washington, D.C. and ask fat little pudgy cops for permission to go in the Capitol building and express their displeasure with the government that has enslaved them. We can't have that. We need white people to shut the fuck up and put BLM signs in their yards. We need white people to shut the fuck up and fly gay flags. We need to do something about white supremacy. We also need to keep ordering things from Amazon because Jeff Bezos just doesn't have enough money yet. Shore said, quote, I worked a second job delivering food during the pandemic, mostly on nights and weekends, but I sometimes made the incredibly poor decision to do so during the workday. By doing so, I betrayed my colleagues, my boss, and the citizens of Bucks County. Why would someone making $130,000 a year need to take on a second job delivering food during the pandemic? Is it because he spent so much money on Amazon.com that he couldn't afford his credit card bills? I mean, seriously, why? Why? I'm sure that's not addressed. He has been replaced by Jennifer Shorn. Oh, he's been replaced by a woman. Well, it can't be any worse. It's just a Why should you bother with anything? It's the retarded dystopia.